知行英语。Listen and share.
Great Grandma's Strange Story.曾祖母的奇怪故事。I love listening to my great-grandma's stories, so I didn't object when she started to tell me a story about one of her strange experiences over a glass of iced tea. My great-great-granddad,died in 1918 at the age of 48 when he fell off of a galloping horse. My great-grandma was only 17 when this happened. The story goes that at the get-together after the funeral, a strange man showed up. No one had seen him at the funeral, or any time else for that matter. He stayed for a long time, hardly talking to anybody.And refusing to take off his coat and hat. When my great-great-aunt pointed out to this man that, for the life of her, she could not recall who he was, he became absolutely livid and ran from the house. You can imagine how strange this seemed to everybody. Curiosity got the best of great-grandma,And she decided to follow this strange man outside to see where he had gone. She stepped outside and proceeded out into the middle of the yard. But she stopped short because the strangest sight met her eyes. The man was standing quietly on the roof of the barn, just about 5 yards away, illuminated only by the moonlight. She remembers thatHe had an unnatural gleam to his eyes, and when the clouds passed over the moon, and the night was pitch black, that gleam remained. I 喜欢听曾祖母讲故事。有一天喝茶的时候，他要给我讲一个他所经历过的奇怪事情，当然我是不会反对的。曾祖母的父亲是在1918年去世的，那年他48岁，从一匹烈马上摔了下来，当时曾祖母才仅仅17岁。故事发生在葬礼过后，大家一起说话的时候，有个奇怪的男人出现了，没有人在葬礼上见过这个人，并且也没有在别的时候看见过他。他出现以后待了很长时间，没和任何人说话，也不愿意脱下外套。就是姨姥姥对他说，自己这些年从来没有见过他，而且也不知道他是谁。他突然变得脸色铁青，随即跑了出去。你可以想象得到，人们对眼前的这一幕会感到多么的奇怪。好奇心占据了曾祖母的内心，他决定去看个明白，于是他跟了出去，来到院子中央。但是一眼看到眼前的奇怪景象，马上就停了下来。差不多5码以外的地方，那个人静静地站在粮仓的屋顶上，在月光的照耀下格外醒目。曾祖母记得刚才看见他的眼睛里有一道很不自然的亮光，随后乌云遮住了月亮，夜晚变得更黑，那道光就又出现了。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文， 相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
I love listening to my great-grandma's stories, so I didn't object when she started to tell me a story about one of her strange experiences over a glass of iced tea.
我喜欢听曾祖母讲故事。有一天喝茶的时候，她要给我讲一个她所经历过的奇怪事情。当然，我是不会反对的。
My great-great-granddad died in 1918 at the age of 48.When it fell off of a galloping horse.
曾祖母的父亲是在1918年去世的，那年他48岁，从一匹烈马上摔了下来。
My great-grandma was only 17 when this happened.
当时曾祖母才仅仅17岁。
The story goes that at the get-together after the funeral.
故事发生在葬礼过后，大家一起说话的时候。
A strange man showed up.
有个奇怪的男人出现了。
No one had seen him at the funeral, or any time else for that matter.
没有人在葬礼上见过这个人，并且也没有在别的时候看见过他。
He stayed for a long time, hardly talking to anybody, and refusing to take off his coat and hat.
他出现以后待了很长时间。没和任何人说话，也不愿意脱下外套。
When my great-great-aunt pointed out to this man that, for the life of her, she could not recall who he was.
就是姨姥姥对他说，自己这些年从来没有见过他，而且也不知道他是谁。
He became absolutely livid and ran from the house.
他突然变得脸色铁青，随即跑了出去。
You can imagine...How strange this seemed to everybody.
你可以想象得到，人们对眼前的这一幕会感到多么的奇怪。
Curiosity got the best of great-grandma, and she decided to follow this strange man outside to see where he had gone.
好奇心占据了曾祖母的内心，她决定去看个明白。
She stepped outside and proceeded out into the middle of the yard.
于是他跟了出去，来到院子中央。
But she stopped short, because the strangest sight met her eyes.
但是，一眼看到眼前的奇怪景象，马上就停了下来。
The man was standing quietly on the roof of the barn, just about 5 yards away, illuminated only by the moonlight.
差不多5码以外的地方。那个人静静地站在粮仓的屋顶上，在月光的照耀下格外醒目。
She remembers that he had an unnatural gleam to his eyes, and when the clouds passed over the moon, and the night was pitch black, that gleam remained.
曾祖母记得刚才看见他的眼睛里有一道很不自然的亮光，随后乌云遮住了月亮。夜晚变得更黑，那道光就又出现了。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Great grandma，
曾祖母，太姥姥，在 grandma 前面加上 great 的形式是表示上一辈的人。还有下文中的 great great granddad 有两个 great， 因此是曾祖母的父亲，作者的太太姥爷。
get together
本来是动词短语，表示聚集在一起，比如 let's get together someday， 哪天我们聚一聚吧。但在这里 get together 是做名词，指聚会。
Take off his coat and hat，
脱下大衣，摘下帽子。
Take off
意思是脱衣，但是我们要注意另外类似于摘帽子、摘眼镜、脱鞋这样的动作也用这个短语。相应的，穿衣服是 put on。
The best of great grandma，
best 在这里的意思是绝大部分，并不是我们熟知的最好的。 stop short, 突然停止。Short 做副词时有突然的意思，相当于 suddenly。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，
谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。